In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I welcome all of you tonight, also all those who are joining us online by the internet. Be welcome. And may the Lord bless us tonight richly. We have been already blessed by the wonderful songs, the victory songs we can sing of the victor of Calvary. His name we may glorify, for he has done great things for us. Also tonight we have come in great expectation that the Lord will bless us richly from the riches of his grace. Together, let us praise his name now, and this we are doing now by singing song number 10 from these little booklets. Take the name of Jesus with you, number 10. Let us also sing number 22, song number 22.
Leise und inniglich mahnet der Heiland.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, number 22.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the Lord is calling His own. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling the lost home. Come home, come home. Oh, soul, hear it. Come home. The Lord is calling His own. And blessed are all those who are hearing His voice now, opening their hearts, letting the word fall into it, coming to the Lord. They will be in glory with God. It is just wonderful that we may live now where the Lord is calling the last ones out. His call is going forth over all the earth and unto the ends of the earth. His call is going forth. And all who are hearing it now, they are coming out. We have to give you testimonies of my last missionary trip. The Lord blessed beyond asking. Brother Frank will speak about it. I just would like to thank you for your prayers which accompanied us. It's very important, and we are feeling how the hand of the Lord is leading everything wonderfully. To Him be the praise. Now let us word a word of introduction from Isaiah chapter 66, the first two verses. I ask that we stand up to it. Afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. Isaiah chapter 66, the first two verses. Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things has mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. Amen. Let us pray together. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful word which we heard as the word of introduction. You have created the heavens and the earth, the visible things and the invisible things. Everything you have spoken into existence by your word. Also tonight, you gathered us at this place to bless us, your people, through thy word, by thy Holy Spirit, by your presence. And we thank you. We are greeting you. We welcome you. We are welcoming you in our midst. And we ask you, please bless us from the riches of your grace. Bless every heart through your wonderful word. Bless our brother. Strengthen him so that he can preach your word in boldness by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us grace to hear your word, to receive it, and to believe it. And then you will manifest it. We thank you for the work of your grace, which you did already. And we pray tonight. We are looking up to you, Lord. And we are expecting a mighty blessing from you. I thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us remain standing, singing the chorus. They are coming from east and west. They are coming from the south and north. Chorus number one. She coming from south and west. She coming from sea of God. and only believe, only believe. Amen. You may be seated. We believe with all our hearts what our Lord has promised in His Word. God is trustworthy. Today, we welcome all of you. And in a very special way, our friends from the Far East, we welcome you very warmly. And I ask that our two brothers will stand up now. Yes, both of you, Brother Lukram and Brother Daniel. Just look around. This is Brother Lukram from Nepal. And this is Brother Daniel from say it.
Mongolia.
We are grateful to God. Afterward, we will call them to say something. One brother from Mongolia, he has sent us greetings. And the first words he has written in the Russian language, namely Mirvam, and this means peace be with you. You all know, previously they were speaking Russian there, but now coming to the point, we have received many greetings, and I will have to be very short, very brief with the greetings. Greetings from Moldavia, from Bulgaria, from the Ukraine, from Russia, from the Ural, and special greetings from Moscow. Very nice that today all are hearing, all can hear and watch. Then we have greetings from Brother Wagner from Austria, Brother Etienne Genton from Italy, Dr. Mbie from Congo, Brother Ngonga from South Africa, greetings from Burkina Faso, greetings from Brother Jean from Lyon, greetings from Abidjan, greetings from Brother Müller from Austria, greetings from Brother Müller from the greetings from Brother Motika, greetings from Dr. Lotika, greetings from Elisha. He brings greetings from Ottawa and from Montreal. Greetings from Brother Graf, greetings from Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, greetings from Dublin, and the brother from Dublin greets us with the book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 48. All who received the word and all who believed. Greetings from Brother Jürgen from Chile, greetings from Brother Idoni from Orléans, greetings from Brother Ellis from Edmonton, greetings from Brother Trapani, special greetings from Brother Trapani, and then greetings from Brother Udo. Let us read on. Shall I read all of them? Briefly, recently one was complaining that I didn't read his greetings. Yes, greetings from Cambodia, from Brother Ramsey Tor. He's greeting all of you very warmly. Then, greetings from Pakistan, greetings from Romania, greetings from Brother Young from Atlanta, greetings from Brother Adunare, greetings from Brother Eric Tanko, greetings from Brother Yannick, greetings from Brother Lomba, greetings from Goma, then greetings from Brother Jean from Abidjan, and then greetings from, once again, Lyon, Abidjan. Then Brother Cecil from South Africa, greetings. From Brother Bruce from South Africa, greetings. From Brother Jacques. Then Brother Hinche. Whether I pronounce this right, I don't know. Then Brother Funda and Brother Gama and Brother Chauffeur. Brother Chauffeur. Brethren from Ottawa, once again. Then greetings from Brother Christian. Greetings from Gabon. Greetings. Once again, from Abidjan. Greetings. From Brother Aru. Greetings from Brother Hervé Nuel. From Lyon, France, greetings. From brothers and sisters from Turin, Italy, greetings. Once again, from the Congo, greetings. From Brother Haiti, Holviti. Forgive me, Holviti. From Finland, and all are sending greetings. Then, once again, greetings from Kolwezi. And then greetings, here I made a remark to keep it, special greetings. This brother asked me to say something, because I mentioned Brother Peregrine. Then we have from Brother Helmut Miskis, we received a very short note here. The last missionary trip was really very wonderful. Every day I was preaching, flying, and the Lord really opened many doors. The smallest meeting was about 100 people, and the largest meeting was more than 3,000 people. God just blessed. Just imagine. We went into the jungle. We were flying into the jungle with a machine, fully automatic helicopter, four seats, and there was no steering wheel at all. There was no nothing to, and just buttons. And the first button which he pressed was menu, just pushing menu, and then the next one, and then it started. It went up into the air, and he was sitting like this, and we were flying more than 300 kilometers. But listen now closely. Seven preachers in this one meeting, they took a seat in the front, and they made their decision to be baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were they were accepting that they were executed from the church, dismissed from the church. Then in the other church, 30 brothers were baptized biblically. Really, the word of the Lord went forth with such a power, and it really accomplished for what it was sent for. The most tremendous was in a Baptist church. And at the end, the preacher was standing up and said, "Now I know why I was not allowed to sign the Baptist creed." And he gave a testimony what this one meeting was giving him. Really, the word of the Lord is really powerful. This one has to say for the glory of the Lord. It's not us, it's the Lord. And we have read it in Isaiah chapter 66. Men, people who hear the word in reverence, to them God can speak. He who is ignorant, hearing the preaching, he must not expect that God speaks to him. We are coming together with a sincere desire. Lord, speak. We are hearing. We are listening what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And now, as already mentioned, we will call the brothers just briefly, that they are short, just saying a few words to give greetings. Yes, with whom do we start? Then we have also our brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Then we have our brother Katsadi from Lubumbashi. We have Francois from Lubumbashi. We have brother Joseph from Kinshasa. The brothers will just give a word of greeting. And then I may not forget to give you greetings from brother Kupfer. Very warm greetings from brother Kupfer. At this weekend, they couldn't come. The four brothers, which we just mentioned now, please come now, from Kolwezi, Lubumbashi, and Kinshasa. Just giving greetings. And then we call these two brothers. Where's brother Arben? Just giving greetings. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful to be in your midst. The brothers and sisters from Kolwezi and from all the surrounding churches and fellowships, they are greeting you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. With joy, I bring you the greetings from all brothers and sisters from the city of Lubumbashi. The Lord bless you all. May the Lord bless you all. We are happy to be in your midst. And also I give you greetings from brothers and sisters from Lubumbashi in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Firstly, I would like to ask you for forgiveness. Please forgive me.
transmet les salutations de vos frères de Kinshasa.
Last time I was here and forgot to bring you the greetings from the brothers from Kinshasa. They are greeting all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking, can I also take greetings to the city of Kinshasa from you? Amen.
Come here. Yeah. Yes. Welcome.
God bless you.
Amen. Welcome.
Not too fast.
Yeah. Yes. Greetings to every brother and sisters assembled here in this holy sanctuary.
Ich grüße euch alle Brüder und Schwestern, die ihr hier an dieser heiligen Stätte versammelt seid.
In the presence of the Almighty God, our Creator.
Wir sind in der Gegenwart des allmächtigen Gottes, unseres Schöpfers.
I love to say God bless you much this evening.
Ich möchte euch sagen, Gott segne euch aus ganzem Herzen heute Abend.
This is Brother Lukram Thapa from Thapa 58 from Nepal.
Ich bin Bruder Lukram Thapa aus 58. Nepal, ne?
Ja.
58 Jahre alt.
Ministering unto the Lord in Thailand and in the neighboring countries.
Ja, ich bin im Missionsdienst in Thailand und allen umliegenden Nachbarländern.
Also in the southern part of China and Mongolia.
Und auch zum Teil in Südchina und Mongolien tätig.
Beginning from Nepal and northeast India.
Und auch in Nepal und dem Nordosten Indiens.
Ja. I would like to thank for remembering me in your prayers.
Ich möchte mich bei euch bedanken, dass ihr an mich denkt in euren Gebeten.
The Lord has done great through our mission effort.
Ja, der Herr hat große Dinge getan durch das Werk auf dem Felde.
Local assemblies are established and the books are translated. Message is going forth in the region God has planted me in.
Ja, die Broschüren und so weiter werden in den entsprechenden Ländern verteilt und übersetzt.
Once again, God bless you.
Noch einmal, Gott segne euch. Amen.
Ja, bleibt nur. Just wait for a moment. Just a word of greeting.
So God bless you all.
Gott segne euch alle.
I'm so glad to hear.
Ich bin sehr froh hier zu sein.
For me, first time I'm visiting here.
Für mich ist es das erste Mal, dass ich hier am Missionszentrum bin.
Yeah. So just first time I'm hearing this message in this time.
Das erste Mal, dass ich vor kurzem die Botschaft gehört habe.
I'm one of the fruit of Brother Lukram.
Yes. Ich bin auch ein Frucht des Dienstes unseres Bruders Lukram.
Ja. So right now I'm standing here representing Mongolian.
Ja, und hier ich bin jetzt hier Mongolian und people. Ja, ich repräsentiere die gesamte Mongolei.
Amen. Yeah. God bless you.
Gott segne euch.
I hope Amen. I believe God's willing. God will working to Mongolia.
Und ich glaube, dass Gott etwas vorhat in der Mongolei.
Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Nur ein paar Worte.
Just a few words now.
Dieser junge Mann,
this young man, God really used in a wonderful way. He knows Brother Menard. So we know each other 16, 17 years already. And together we ministered in Thailand, in Burma, in Vietnam, in Cambodia, in China, in Mongolia, in Malaysia. Everywhere he was with me and God blessed him.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
And be with you, son.
Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless, brother Frank.
Yes, yes, yes. Ja, es ist einfach, ja. Und der Papa,
the daddy of this young man is now the leader in the small group In Ulaanbaatar.
Mongolia.
Five years he's already in Europe, and now for the first time he heard of the message. Everything is, of course, very new with all. Now, I would like to welcome all ministering brothers in our midst. Doesn't matter who you are, wherever you are from, Brother Forestieri, all brothers who are here today, may God bless you in a very special way. Then one brother was asking me to just say something briefly of the remark with Brother Perry Green. The only brother at the funeral of Brother Branham, I was inviting a brother to come to Europe. It was Brother Perry Green. I knew other brothers, but him I was asking, because he in the last years he visited and experienced many meetings with Brother Branham. I asked him to come and to give testimony of that what his eyes have seen and what his ears have heard. We made an agreement that he gives the testimony and I preach the word. And now, to jump a few things. You all know, about a month ago, end of September, beginning of October, I was speaking over the phone with Brother Perry Green, and he said, Brother Frank, as far as I can, I will come. And I ask you also to come to us, to Tucson. After my last visit, he writes now, in the last sentences of his letter, he writes, your visit has given me great joy, and I will travel with you wherever you are inviting me, and wherever it is possible, I will come. And in the last line, he writes, Brother Frank, please continue to carry out your commission, of which I personally believe that it is true. And as I said also, in the two conversations, he at least two times in every conversation, he repeated and he said, Brother Frank, I believe that your commission and call is as true as the calling and commission of Paul on the way to Damascus. And every time he repeated it. Now, to make it short, I hope that it will become possible that he can come here. He had two cancer operations. He had chemical treatment, and at this moment he's not able to travel. But with God, all things are possible. If people receive the orientation back, then please let it happen. We would be happy. At this weekend, we just have the trust. We have put our trust in the Lord, as always. And I have to say it, I noted it down here. Also, the question was asked, what the Lord spoke to me, whether in the singular or whether in the plural. He spoke to me in the plural on the 2nd of April 1962. And Brother Branham, he then spoke in the singular. I just say it because these questions are affecting brothers. I don't know why they like to know it. It's written the same in Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. In the same way it was said to me, namely the second part, Joshua 1, verse 11. Prepare you victuals. Both words were emphasized in the plural. Not only me, not only I, but all who are hearing the word of God now, all who receive it. And as Brother Branham got it told, that he should store in the food. And here we have the witnesses, whether it's Brother Schmidt, Brother Alfred Borg, Helmut Frank, and who they were. All of us, we were storing in natural food because natural groceries were mentioned. And then the prophet told me on the 3rd of December 1962, it's not the natural food meant, but it's the promised word for this hour, for this time. And he explained the things in detail, up to the statement, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. We are just grateful that God, throughout all these years, He kept His hand over us. And that what He said in John chapter 4, what He said there, we take it to heart. My food is that I do the will of Him who sent me, with the proclamation of the Word of God, with the giving out of the spiritual food, is the will of God connected for this time. And therefore, the promises which God has given for this time, we must hear them, we must believe them, and we must see them in their fulfillment. In as much as they concern us, we must experience them. God, of course, has given promises. I was overwhelmed. Yesterday, I was reading in a brochure that in the midst of Jerusalem, through the midst of Jerusalem, a wonderful Ark of the Covenant was shown, carrying it through Jerusalem. And they were asking that the God of the Covenant comes down. One really sees it everywhere. Everywhere Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And also for this, we are very grateful. I noted it down. Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible 780 times. 780 times Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible. God has chosen this city. God has chosen the people. And even they missed, they didn't recognize the day of God's visitation at their time. Nevertheless, they will recognize their time whenever the moment has come for it. Then I also noted it down. 157 times Mount Zion is mentioned in the Bible. And God calls Israel his land, the land of promise, the land which he has promised and given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Also this I noted down. The size of Israel and the size of the Arabic countries. And if one really thinks about it, that the surrounding Arabic countries are 950 times larger than the tiny Israel. And if one then thinks about that this little Gaza Strip is 43 kilometers long and 15 kilometers wide, and they're arguing about it and so forth. But already in the Old Testament it was mentioned that Gaza will be no more and so forth. But this just briefly, in view of the Ark of the Covenant, it really overwhelmed me when I read this, that in Jerusalem, the people are getting attentive now, and their time is of course very near. And for us, who we believe the end time message, brothers and sisters, it's very, very powerful, very powerful. Creeds, all the denominations have. You can go from place to place, from church to church, you can go. But where does it apply? Where does it apply? What is written in Jude, verse 3? Contend for the faith. Jude, verse 3. Contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Here we have it. Jude, it's just one chapter. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. Not only for a period of time, once for all. Then in the next verse, verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into licentiousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything has become the way as it is written. The church of the living God is being brought back to the origin, to the doctrine of the apostles, to the beginning. And as already mentioned, only what is written in the Bible is biblical. What is written in a church history book or in some kind of catechism, this is, of course, not written in the Bible. And I repeat, only what is written in the Bible is biblical. And what churches are teaching, these churches are teaching. And we just have to emphasize it, that in our time, the Lord was merciful and he has given a direct commission and calling, and that he has sent our beloved Brother Branham, the most simple man which was on earth. This simple man God took and used so that no man can glorify himself before the people. And we, as we all know, 80 years ago, it is 80 years ago since he was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. God has taken the messenger, but the message was left to us. And this message we may carry unto the ends of the earth. Excuse me. And I just have to say, may God bless all. From the rising of the sun unto its setting, may God bless all who are joining us online now, all who are listening, all who are watching, all who are having part in that what God is doing right now in our time. Also about this, I had to think about. 80 years, it's a long time. But when the Lord God gave the promise to Abraham in Genesis 15, yes, after 400 years, I will deliver your descendants out of bondage. Altogether, it's 430 years. But God has kept his word when the time was fulfilled. When the prophet Isaiah gave the prophecy that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, more than 700 years have come and gone. But when the time was fulfilled, then Bible prophecy became a divine reality on the earth. And also we, brothers and sisters, we just have to remain sober. And the return of the Lord, we must expect it any time. And nevertheless, remaining with both feet on the earth and being joined with God, with our hearts. Now the emphasis once again. Verse 3. Jude verse 3. Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And this is the spiritual fight in which we are standing now. And we just have to cope with it, that all the enemies are against us. This is very natural. At a fight, there are no friends. One doesn't fight against friends. One fights against enemies. And so we just have to agree with God, who has placed us into this battle, because he has also given us the equipment, the weapons, the equipment he has given us, the sword of the Spirit he has laid into our hand. And we don't make any compromises. We are preaching the word of God as it is written. You all know, in Peru, and I'm greeting you, all those who are listening now for the first time and who are watching in Lima, Peru, I'm greeting them now in a special way. The following happened there. The representative of the TV program, he will hear now what I say. I hope that God gives grace to it. But this man really, he really ended his prayer in the triune formula. And I was the next one to come to the platform and speak. What else could I do than to really say briefly, 1948, after my conversion, I was baptized in the triune formula in a Baptist church. And then, when my time had come and when I heard the message of Brother Branham, then we as brothers, we went to the Rhine River and we baptized one each other. We baptized each other in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just necessary that in every situation we must preach the truth, regardless what the people are doing with it. We are ordained to contend for the original faith which was once delivered from God unto the saints. And we know we are not contending with flesh and blood, but we are contending with all the spirits of error which are in the spiritual realm. But the word of our God remains forever. And all of us, who we have reverence before God, we receive and accept what God has given us. Now, one word before we look at some scriptures, namely from 2 Corinthians, and here we read in chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. One should actually read from verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We do not lose heart. Doesn't matter what is happening. Time and again, we received courage and comfort to preach the truth. And all who are of the truth, they are hearing God's word. Then, verse 2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. In the sight of God. We are, of course, not preaching before man, but we are preaching in the sight of God. We are preaching God's word. And we want to carry out the ministry which God has given us. Then verse 3, but if our gospel be hidden, it is hid to them that are lost. Also, this is very tremendous. He who is ordained to be saved, to them the proclamation is not hidden. To him the word will be revealed. Just recently, the thought came to me. We can preach repentance. as Peter did it at the first sermon on the day of Pentecost. But the repentance can only be worked by the Holy Spirit. We can preach about baptism, but the name can, the Holy Ghost can only reveal the name. All the others have only the letter and not the revelation. And therefore we are grateful to God. All who are ordained to be saved, to them the proclamation is not hid. Then verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Here we see the minds, the thinking. Just forget about the thinking. We believe with our hearts. We don't think with our heads, but we believe with the heart. And then the bright light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is not just another person, but who is God manifested in the flesh, then it's revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Then verse 5, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, as the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And then comes the very powerful in verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He could say, he who sees me sees the Father. I and the Father are one. So, the same who spoke, let there be light, the same it is who in our hearts has let the light shine of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, We are busy to be prepared unto the return of the Lord. And it was Brother Branham, of whom I have three statements from various sermons. I've written them down. I translated them into the German language, where he speaks of unbelief and where he compares it with belief, and where he says unbelief is the original sin, the origin, and whereby came this unbelief, whereby came these doubts, because Eve was listening and speaking about that what God has said. What is there to speak about? What, when God speaks, just to believe what he said, receiving what he said. Every discussion brings doubt and brings unbelief. Here, Brother Branham says, please understand it the right way. Actually, one should hear the whole sermon. On the 9th of May, 1953, in Arkansas, he said, O God, take away all the fear from the hearts of the sick tonight.
heraus. Lass sie wissen,
let them know
dass du hier bist.
That you are here.
Du tust all diese Dinge,
you are doing all these things
um zu bestätigen,
to confirm
dass du mit ihnen bist.
That you are with them.
Die wissenschaftliche Welt,
the scientific world knows it. The church knows it. Lord,
es wäre Sünde,
it would be sin. It would be sin for us to doubt your word. Help us, O Lord, so far the prayer. And then, in one passage, he said, forgive us the sin of unbelief. Forgive us the sin of unbelief, which is the actual and original sin. O God, help us tonight that we are faithful and that we believe. Heal everyone who is sick. Save the lost. Lord, do it tonight. Also our prayer is the same. Not tomorrow. Save today. Heal tonight. Confirm thy word tonight. In the next passage, perhaps such people are here who don't know you, O Lord, who are wandering about without God, who are separated from Christ. I pray that you are saving them now. May all who fell back, may they return to Christ. Also all who became lukewarm, all who became weary, let us be burning in the Spirit to serve the Lord sincerely. Now comes the sermon of the 22nd of June 1956. Excuse me.
Und zwar direkt der Absatz.
Write the passage.
Lasst mich es euch an einem Wort zeigen.
Let me show it to you at one der word. Teufel, the devil,
als der Teufel Jesus Christus zum ersten Mal begegnete,
when the devil met Jesus Christ for the first time, he doubted him. A very important statement. If you are the Son of God, he doubted towards him. Unbelief is the original and only sin. The characteristics of unbelief is the sin of adultery, of robbery, of drunkenness, and all the other transgressions are coming forth from unbelief. And then, he that believeth doesn't do these things. Now, in the next passage, let me show it to you at one word. When the devil first met Jesus Christ, he had doubts towards him. Doubts are always from the devil. Every doubt is of the devil.
Amen.
God is trustworthy. God's word is true. We can believe God. We can trust God. Without any but or if. Every doubt is of the devil. That's how the first sin came in. It was not another sin. It was doubt. The unbelief is the only original sin which passed over to all the others. Not the adultery was first, not the smoking, not the drunkenness. These are the characteristics which coming forth from unbelief. That's how it is. He that believeth God, he's a new creature. He's born of God. He has become a new creature. And as the third one, of the 10th of January, 1960, in Tifton, Georgia, you see, do you see, my beloved friends, not the immoral life is the original sin. This followed then. Not the drinking whiskey, not adultery. This you are doing because you are not a believer. If you are truly a believer, then you are not doing these things. There's really only one original sin, and this is unbelief. And our Lord said, he who does not believe, he will be condemned. Mark 16:16. So may the Lord God give us faith. Our Lord said it loudly. If you don't believe that I am he, then ye will die in your sin. Faith, the belief in the Redeemer, pulls us out from unbelief, pulls us out from all interpretations, and brings us back to God. So, believing as the Scripture has said. And this is the emphasis which Brother Branham time and again underlined. In every meeting it was sung, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. But now one place from James. You believe that there is one God? You are doing well so. But this the devil also believes and are trembling. So, only saying one believes is not sufficient. It must be manifested that we truly believe, believing as the Scripture has said, receiving what God's Word says to us. James chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? And then we see how faith is really connected with all the experiences which God has given us by His grace. There are a number of scriptures, important scriptures, which just point us to it, showing us that faith and obedience belong together, just as unbelief and disobedience are also belonging together. So, please, let us believe with all our hearts, believing as and what the Scripture has said. Let us read to it from Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Here the man of God writes from verse 9, Romans 10, from verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thou shalt be saved. Faith is connected to the Savior, connected to his dying, to his suffering, connected to the reconciliation which happened on the cross of Calvary. Then verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart one believes, and with the mouth confessing. This is wonderful. And all, only those who believe with all their heart, they should open their mouth when they give testimony. Oh, firstly believing with all your heart, and the faith must have become a living revelation, that we're not just repeating things which other people have said, but that out of conviction that we can pass them on. Then verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Let us receive it tonight, brothers and sisters. Let us believe it. Let us believe it. No one. And that's how it is written in the Word. No one. All of us, we are included. All of us, we have put our trust in the Lord. And no one will be ashamed. You not, I not, all of us not. Because we have put our trust in the Lord. Then we have here, in verse 16 and 17, in Romans 10, the wonderful words. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who has believed our message, our report? And then the answer, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing the message, and hearing by the word of God. Not by stories, but by the wonderful, everlasting Word of God. Then the last two verses in Romans chapter 10, verse 20 and 21. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. Did you ask for him? Did you seek him? Have I sought him? He knew where we are. He knew when he can call us. And now comes the sad part in verse 21 in Romans 10. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and contrary people. Can you understand this? Disobedient people and opposing people. And here it is. Disobedience Disobedience is like speaking against. He that believeth receiveth the word and does not oppose in one single point. In not one single point we will oppose or say something contrary to God. But we have an inner agreement to every word of our God. And also this belongs just to it. That we receive God's word with all our hearts. Now in Romans chapter 10, chapter 1, Paul has written Romans chapter 1. Let us read from verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, to preach the gospel of God. And now it comes. The gospel which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. This is just wonderful. That God, in the Old Testament, everything he promised already, the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. How often did you say it here? First, God gives promises. And then he fulfills them. In verse 5, the apostle summarized of what's it all about. Before it, he writes of the partaking of Christ. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship to work obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. So, not only believing, but believing and being obedient, to work obedience unto the faith among all nations. So, faith and obedience belong together. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Unbelief can never stand before God. And we have it also in the Gospel of John, a very important statement of our Lord. Here, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, the last verse. John, chapter 3, last verse. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that remains disobedient to the Son shall not see life. That's how the German Bible says. God has given us eternal life in Jesus Christ, by His grace. But disobedience cannot do anything with eternal life. And eternal life can have nothing in common with disobedience. Faith and obedience belong together. So, he who says, he received the Lord and became a believer, he lets himself be baptized biblically. He doesn't remain standing at the first passage, but he reads the whole verse. Let us read it once again. Slowly. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. Say amen to it. And the second part, but he, in the German Bible, but he that remains disobedient to the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. Brothers and sisters, The moment has just come where we have to get serious by His grace and really believing with all our hearts that God has made His promise true, and before the return of the Lord, He has sent a prophet who showed us the way in this prophetic age, how we can return, and we can all read it, how the beginning of the church was one heart and one soul, just being joined with the Lord and joined with one another. And the end must also, in this regard, it must become like the beginning was. That God can have His way with a bright church, walking His way until the end. Also this, Brother Branham emphasized many times, reminding on Revelation 12, from the out of the church, which is crowned with 12 stars, the male child will come forth. He will be born from the church. From the church comes forth the bride church, which will be raptured to His throne, celebrating the marriage supper, and then coming down together with the Lord to reign together with Him here as kings. And this is actually the purpose of the end time message, the calling out, the separation and the preparation. Perhaps some are a bit disappointed, namely about that
des Heiligen Geistes mit der Offenbarung der Geistesgaben und all der Dienste, die Gott in die Gemeinde,
all the gifts and the ministries which God has given in the church, maybe some are disappointed that we didn't see such a good confirmation about. But brothers and sisters, when shall God start with it? When shall God start? First, the calling out must take place. The confusion must have an end. Brothers and sisters, we are of course coming from various cultures. We are coming from various countries. We are coming from various churches and denominations. And everyone brought something with him. And all this we must leave behind. We must make a new beginning, not the old, not covering the old things. No, as Paul has written in Ephesians chapter 4, put off the old man and put on the new man, who is created after God's righteousness, in holiness and in truth. So, a new beginning was made by the sending which God confirmed. And also this, brothers and sisters, let me say it here once. The great grace which God has given to me to have become an ear and eye witness, not only from the hearsay, but I was there when the supernatural working of God happened. But what was it? The angel of the Lord said to Brother Branham, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. And if they don't believe the first sign, then they will have to believe the second sign. And all this we experienced. We witnessed it. I witnessed it. How God confirmed His word. How He fulfilled His promises. And how He confirmed His word by His grace. I also read it up, of the two men who were making the pictures at that time, in January 1950, in Houston, Texas. The one was a Catholic, and the other one was a Jew. And the Jew said, I cannot believe. And the Catholic said, first I have to be convinced of it. And then nevertheless he added, and he said to the Jew, only that what the camera really sees and what is really there, this can be also taken by the lens. If the light would not have been over the head of Brother Branham, then the camera could not have taken it. So God took care for it, that even the scientific world has no excuse. Really not. God didn't work in secret. God really worked before the whole world openly in a supernatural way. But remember our Lord, as powerful as his ministry was, the scribes were always opposing. They were always criticizing. They were rejecting the baptism of John. And with it, they rejected the plan of salvation of our God. Brothers and sisters, in that moment, where God fulfills Bible prophecies before our eyes, and when he fulfills promises in us and before us, then the moment has come not to oppose, not to think about it, but to believe with all your heart. And also, in particular, especially the word which we read, By unbelief, they were broken off. By belief, we in their state, we were grafted in. Then, one word from Hebrews. So, in Hebrews, there are mighty truths and facts brought to the paper. It's just beyond measure powerful. Hebrews chapter 3. And here we read verse 12. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Here the man of God speaks not to the unbelievers, but he speaks here to the brothers. He speaks to the beloved brothers that they should not miss the day of God's gracious visitation, but that they should receive with their hearts and that they should not remain in unbelief. The message which God sent by Brother Branham, was it not the same? Was it not the same? All the believers were coming together. Doesn't matter where they belonged. And then the word was preached and addressed to them. Dear brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And how many were it who believed? As the prophet Isaiah said already in Isaiah 53, Lord, who has believed our preaching, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And we can say it time and again. He who believes, he who doesn't oppose the word of God, But he who believes it with all his heart, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. And he has part in that what God promised in his word. And our faith, our belief is anchored in these promises. In Hebrews chapter 4, we read in verse 2, Hebrews 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. So, the hearers must receive the word by belief. It must happen by faith. Did we all listen properly? Did we all read? I read once again. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But to them, the word, the mighty word preached, didn't profit the hearers. It meant nothing for them, because it was not mixed with faith. Those who heard it didn't mix it with faith. Precious brothers and sisters, Every word of God, is it really joined with faith, with you and with me? Are we finding ourselves in the Word of God? Are we finding ourselves that really, that there's not a single doubt, but let us just say, God said it, that's how it is true, and that's how we receive it. We are coming to the end. In closing, we're coming back to that, what the Lord said. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, of his belly the rivers of living water will flow. The faith, as the scripture says. Brothers and sisters, this word has such a deep meaning, and it can be read and applied in so many scriptures. It can be looked at in many scriptures, in the various connections. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. And up to then, the scripture was the Old Testament. All the predictions, all what was announced in the Holy Scripture has become, of course, a divine reality. And time and again, I have to emphasize it, time and again, Luke 19, especially verse 44 comes to my heart. It really touches my heart. Where our Lord, at the end, he had to speak out the rebuke. You missed the day of your gracious visitation. Oh, brothers and sisters, here it's not only about a divine message. It's really about the last visitation of God. It's about that we now recognize the time and the hour, the time and the message, the promises which God has given for our time, that we believe them by faith, so that we have part in it, namely in that what God promised in his word. Let us remember it. The promise was, he that believeth on the Son of God has eternal life. In the same verse, He who remains disobedient unto him shall not see life. What is with the foolish virgins? All of them heard the call. Where came the interruption? What has happened? Brothers and sisters, we must walk the whole way with God by faith and obedience, receiving every word of God, thanking God with all our hearts for it, that he still speaks to us, and that we have part in that, what he is doing right now. To him, the Almighty God, who has really visited us graciously, to him be the glory and the worship with all our hearts. And time and again one can cry out, blessed are your ears, your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. And one can really say, blessed are your hearts, for they received, for they believed, and because they got the word revealed. Now, in closing, the mentioning of the last Africa trip. If you have seen our brothers here in the front, who were present on all flights, in all meetings, and who witnessed what God has done in our time, in all the football stadiums, thousands upon thousands were gathered. You can imagine how grateful our brothers are for the fruit which God brought forth. But first it had to be sown, and only then can be harvested. I remember, since 1971, I was traveling throughout all of Africa, from one end to the other, preaching the precious, everlasting gospel. And God, especially in these countries, God has brothers who are giving out the same food, the same revealed word they are passing on, adding nothing, taking nothing away from it, presenting not a single interpretation, but having respect before God and his word, only passing on what they can pass on from the Bible. And this is also the unspeakable grace which God has given us to always abide in the word and to give the glory only to the Lord. Now, in closing, should we have friends who have not yet dedicated their lives to the Lord, should we have someone in our midst who has a special prayer request, it's still valid. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. This is the kernel, the center of the divine proclamation. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. It doesn't make sense to speak about the rapture and about the return of the Lord unless we made the first steps, unless we have come to the Lord, unless we recognized that we are lost. Only he who recognizes that he is separated from God, given over to death, without hope, living in this world, only he will be convicted by the Spirit and will believe that God has come himself to save sinners, to save the lost, and to pardon us, and to giving us eternal life. Today we will take God at his word. And not only singing, only believe, but we will really believe. Please, let us take this teaching with us. Unbelief, the doubt, caused the destruction. It led over so that the direct seducing and beguiling could take place. And therefore, our way back, return. Our Savior was obedient unto the death on the cross. And he has given us the grace to have been pulled out of disobedience and then to believe as the scripture says. And also everything what the scripture says, also to experience it to him, the faithful God who is watching over his word and who really fulfills everything what he promised, to him be the glory for it. Also for that he included you and me into his plan of salvation and us letting us having part in it by his grace. To him be the glory. Blessed be his wonderful name. Together we glorify the power of his blood, the power of his word, and the power of his spirit. And the Lord will complete his work by a mighty moving of the Spirit on which we are all waiting for. Not waiting in vain, because God promised it. And therefore, we are already now happy and thankful that he will fulfill everything, whatever he promised. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord. We ask our beloved to come to the front to sing the Maranatha chorus. And we are examining our hearts in the presence of God. And we say, please don't remain in unbelief. Don't remain in doubt. Come out. Believe with all your heart. Believe the word. And the Lord will be with you. And he will be in you. Then faith becomes the victory which has overcome the world with all its doubts. And so we are grateful that also now we can hear the divine message and by grace we can experience it. Brother Arben, will you say the German words so that all can tune in? Amen.
Alleluia.
Amen. 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 Do you know what verse belongs to it? It's written in 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, in verse 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. May God give it to you and me. May God give it to all of us. All of us. Then verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen. This is a mighty word. Who love his appearing. Do you love his appearing? Amen. As a bride is waiting that the bridegroom takes her home, so we also may wait unto the appearing of our Lord and bridegroom. And we're not waiting in vain. He returns. Brother Schmidt, please come and pray with us. We bring all the prayer requests before the Lord. Great God, we thank you. I thank you with all my brothers and sisters in your presence. In this hour of grace which you have given us, Lord in heaven, you spoke to us, to each one of us. He that believeth has eternal life. Lord, give us obedience. Obedience and faith. And then the life comes from you. We praise you and ask you, be merciful to all who are hearing it for the first time, what you have to say to us. Touch every heart, every soul here in this building here, and also all over, wherever it is being seen and heard, in all countries, O God. I thank you. I praise your holy name. Lord, you know the words are missing to us. I can say like Moses, I cannot speak, but you have created the mouth. So please loosen our tongues that we praise you and exalt your wonderful name for the message of the hour in which we arrived. Let us recognize and let us believe. Lord in heaven, Abraham believed God, and this was counted unto him for righteousness. Lord, please give us faith so that your righteousness might be manifested. To you be the praise and the thanks and the glory. Amen. Let us take this lesson with us. Let us take this lesson with us. Faith is and remains the victory which has overcome the world. And the obedience is added to the faith. And then we will see the glory of our God. How many rejected the unbelief? How many say, Lord, my life is yours. Be merciful to me, O God. No unbelief anymore. No doubt. But a full confidence and trust in the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise, honor, and glory be unto our God from eternity to eternity. And all the people say, Hallelujah! Praise the living God. He's doing a mighty work in our days. Because we are united in so many languages, is Brother Yuri Kebonik in our midst still? Come, brother. Thank the Lord in the Russian language. Brother Yuri, are you here? Where is he? Please come. Be so kind. He was here. Just. Who can thank in the Russian language? Brother Schmidt, is Brother Kukaczka here? Brother, also not. They were blessed already so much that they're listening at home. No, he's here. He's here. Please, thank the Lord in the Czech language. We are translating into many languages. May God bless in Lima, Peru. May God bless in Edmonton. May God bless in China. May God bless in Ulaanbaatar. May God bless all over, everywhere. And all who know one Slavic language can also understand the other Slavic language. Thank the Lord, brother.
Bože můj a spasiteli můj.
Mein Gott, mein Erlöser.
Já neumím ani vyjádřit.
Ich weiß nicht, was ich sagen soll.
Tu milost, která se mě a
deine Gnade.
Tvému lidu dostává od trůnu tvé milosti, pane.
Alles, was wir von dir empfangen haben.
Za to nádherné
from you. We thank you for your precious holy word. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the holy blood. I thank you. We thank you for justification.
Hallelujah. Haleluja, glória, klanění Buď tobě, požehnej lid svůj, pane, uzdrav ty nemocné, osvoboj ty, kteří jsou pod útokem nepřítele, pane, a zjev své vítězství, pane, neboť ty jsi porazil všecku moc satana a to vítězství lidu
all the power of Satan you destroyed.
A velebeno nech je tvé nádherné a svaté jméno Pána, našeho a spasitele Ježíše Krista, v našich srdcích i v našich životech. Amen.
Amen. May the victory of God be manifested in our lives. Very soon, oh how nice. Once again, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord, you ever faithful God, our hearts are moved and touched to thank you, to give you the worship in the spirit and in the truth. You have taken us into that, what you are doing right now. You have opened the Ark of the Covenant. You have revealed your word. And you have spoken to us freshly from the throne of grace. And in reverence we listened, and we believe, and we trust you, and we pray you, complete thou thy work in our time. We are waiting for it, and we give you already now the glory for it. Bless all over the earth, all over the earth, in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Bless in particular our brothers from Mongolia. Bless our beloved brother Lukram in a special way. Bless his ministry in all the countries. Oh, Lord God, to you be the glory and the praise. Bless also all those who have heard the word on my last missionary trip. Bless all the ministering brethren. Lead from clarity to clarity. Lead from truth to truth. And we give you alone the glory for it. And for your glory we sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Amen.